No, but we're halfway through, so now the listener doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, you're fine. That's
why
fine.
Is it illegal, though?
Huh?
I mean, I'm pretty sure...
What do you mean, why is it illegal? We just got over.
I'm pretty sure we can't be talking about this.
Yeah, it's okay. Go. Explain why it's not illegal, Michael. Go.
I don't think it's illegal, but now we're on the air.
You know what? You know what? I have to agree with Michael, and then I will agree with Chris. It's not illegal. It's just amoral.
You know what?
Right? That's fine, right? That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like when somebody says, oh, they didn't notice at the cash register that I had an extra box of beef jerky. We'll use your example for today. And then people say, oh, it's okay. They make millions of dollars, this store.
Wait, did you not... Is that how you got your beef jerky, or is that...
No, I actually purchased the beef jerky.
Yeah.
It was $7.
Now we're going to assume that he stole everything.
We're not assuming he stole everything.
No, that's right. Yeah, sorry. Not assuming
he stole. What happened to my screen protector?
But anyway, welcome everybody to yet another episode of the One Number Two Podcast. I am joined, as usual, by Michael and Chris.
That's me and him.
There was a... A little bit of a that's everybody to but get me. Everybody to get here today.
Yeah, today.
And it was actually. You know what? If you saw the group of group conversation that I had with people for this dinner that was supposed to happen tomorrow,
which is now tomorrow,
that has been planned for 6 months and everybody's tried to move everything 10 million times, and then today somebody's like, "Hey guys, I can't make it." And now it's again, can we do Thursday night? Can we do Sunday? Can we do Monday?
Wait, so you're telling me that we could have done this tomorrow?
So yeah, we could have done this tomorrow.
No, I'm still not sure whether it's happening or not. Which reminds me, I need to put this on airplane mode. Because now we might be one guy short tomorrow. So we don't know whether the dins is still going on.
The dins.
The dims. The nyam nyams, as somebody now wants to call it.
So you need to have a certain number of people to have a dinner.
I've used nyam nyams.
I don't need a certain number. I prefer going to certain places, not by myself. So, for example, you really can't go to any buffet place.
Sorry. I watched him search for a place to put his hand and decide my crotch is the best spot. He went, here.
We lost our table.
So. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Your story doesn't matter anymore. Today, we have news that we have lost a valuable member of our team. Been here since day one. Really hardworking guy.
Every episode he starts touching things.
Well, hold on, I'm doing my eulogy.
Sorry. Oh, this is...
And,
practicing for your parents?
He was very sturdy. Someone we could all lean on. So our desk is gone. Rest in Paprika to our desk.
Out of all the things... given to out a small child.
Really?
That is actually... Because it could be used as a desk.
As opposed to a...
Because I was going to say, out of all the things to get rid of in this garage, you went with the one thing that we actually used.
Do you know what, Michael?
Name three uses for this thing. Oh, it's a fucking broom I can use right now. There's not a lot of things that I can...
Exactly, everything has a use here.
Name three uses for this right now, go.
Firewood.
That's one use, I need two more.
Cut that into two pieces of wood. There's three.
Well done! My joke's over. Don't care anymore.
Do you know what, in all honesty, I'm a relatively busy person to begin with, but this year has been so unbelievably busy. Like, I am so stressed with a million things.
Hmm? Are the elves on strike? Is that what's going on?
Oh, no. I fired those bitches years ago. Got some Chinese workers in.
Oh, yeah?
You made me laugh today. Quite often.
I fired those bitches a long time ago.
Yeah, like those fucking elves. They want to unionize and go fuck themselves, those midgets. Think about it. Think about all the extra work that had to be done. I had to make small tables, small conveyor belts.
So what were they working on before?
Hmm? The dirt. Fuck them.
Oh. Okay. I have nothing else.
So no, this year's been very busy. And there's been some stuff that's happened the last few months that made me even more busy. So I've had literally no time in here. Because the thing is I built the shed.
Right.
For those tires.
Judging by the fact that
I built the shed for those tires and those bikes,
and?
Because did you guys know me when I was an avid cyclist?
No,
I didn't know you were an avid cyclist.
I was. Genuinely, I was.
I don't believe you.
No, I was for like.
I don't believe you.
For like one summer.
No. For 3-4 years, I was big in cycling.
For like a week.
And
that's the Tour de France.
Not the CCM because that's a cheap bike, but this bike here.
Yes, the gay fixture.
Some.
This is Gary Fisher.
Yeah, the Gary Fisher and the Nishiki downstairs are very expensive.
The Nishiki.
And,
That's the manager of his elves.
Yeah. No, that's a Japanese guy.
Sorry.
But these are mountain bikes, no?
No, so this bike is a mountain bike.
Yeah. No, these are mountain bikes. No.
No, no. That, sorry. The CCM is a mountain bike. This is what they call, a hybrid. Because actually, it's a mountain bike, but if you notice, there are no rear shocks. So it's more of like a 50-50. So you use road / trail. That's why there's only some shocks on the front.
But no bike has shocks in the rear.
They have shocks about, look at the CCM, you idiot. I'm showing you literally an example.
But they're not...
No bike, except that one you're looking at.
But yeah, the shocks are at the seat, no?
The example is right there, Michael.
No, where?
The shocks are just on the front.
Yeah.
There are no rear shocks on the Gay Fisher.
But on the CCM.
On the CCM, look. Look at where the rear shocks are. Look. It's built into the frame, just below the seat.
That's what he's talking.
Do you see the... And then you see the shocks at the front? That's a mountain bike. Rear and back... Rear... I was going to say rear and back shocks. Front and rear shocks.
Back shocks?
It's a spicy one today.
Anyway, what was I?
So, I have no idea.
Because, so I built the shed because I wanted to put the seasonal things. So the like tires. Your paprika. My what?
Paprika.
The one you used to kill our desk.
I use paprika all year round.
Yeah.
Paprika is an all year herb. It's spice, I mean.
Do you use the parents? Salt and pep?
Can we talk about how you...
How would salt and pepper, if they had sex, make paprika? It's a different... Paprika comes from a vegetable,
ask
Egypt.
Blues and his clues.
That's fact.
Blues
Mr.
Clues.
Salt and Mrs.
Thank you, Mike. I didn't get it before. I'm sure nobody got that.
Are the parents to a child
you're like
named 87 paprika.
Years old, so I don't know.
Not 87 years old. I assume centuries. The soul of an 87-year-old person. My body is only 43.
So your body watched Blues Clues.
But your soul didn't.
What do you mean? What do you mean my body watched?
I don't know. You tell me.
We don't know what we mean. This is your life.
So anyway, I built the shed for the tires and the bikes.
Well, now your shed is filled with other shit.
No, the shed is actually clean because that's the only thing I've kept
organized.
No, the
shed is completely empty.
It is. It's just garbage. So, because I want to move that to bring the bench inside so then I can get rid of this desk and organize all of this.
You're just going to get rid of all the desks, eh? What do you have against desks? Are you a desk hater? Are you deskist?
Yeah.
You're a deskist.
Yeah.
You're a discus.
And also a meniscus.
That's the sound of a discus being
You're
thrown.
A meniscus?
Show that again.
That's a discus being thrown.
Yep. That discus. Was the sound you would heard all over ancient Greece.
That's
a dragon
and the crowd
after.
Goes wild.
See, that's you the think dragons again. Like spicy food?
No, I think they are spicy food.
You think they? I think they need to eat spicy food to keep their ability to breathe
fire. No, I feel
fire.
Like it's
just that's not
it's
a spicy
it's a
food.
It's reaction
though.
in their
That was called the Filipino.
Trying to come up with a name for the gland.
Filipino is a stomach called the
That's the one.
So, I was on YouTube today.
Like you were on YouTube, like you were in a video on YouTube, or you were on YouTube watching YouTube?
I was standing on a YouTube sign watching YouTube.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, so
of yourself on a YouTube video?
Yeah. No. Oh. Let's face it. This nobody online wants this.
I mean, oof. Spicy meatball. Did you have a spicy meatball today?
I've never actually had a spicy...
are meatballs ever spicy? Like,
no.
When you make them.
Have you ever had those fucking, those like, frozen meatballs?
No.
Oh my god, don't.
So can we talk about... That's a spicy meatball. Why is that commercial so famous?
That's then? Because that is...
A racist thing to say.
Not even racist, it's just a
stereotypical
stupid thing. That somebody thought is funny somewhere.
It is pretty funny though.
Have you ever seen the commercial?
It's spicy because he's doing it. That's spicy because some jackass from Subway is doing it.
It's spicy because he's
doing it. No, have you never seen the original commercial?
No.
They were like bloopers, and at the end, like the oven door falls off and the guy laughs. It's funny. That's all you get. I'm not going to show you.
Yeah. So anyways, you're on YouTube.
I'm going to watch it myself while you're on YouTube.
So I was on YouTube, and then I see an ad for, and I don't know why anybody would go there for chicken, but there was an ad from 7-Eleven for 10 pieces of fried chicken. For $7.
Because they're always open.
But who is going there for fried chicken?
Well, if it's...
What makes you say...
3:30 in the morning. That's a new way to tell time.
Mm.
I'm going to do it from now on. 3:30. And you want fried chicken. KFC's not open.
Is KFC
Popeyes
the one,
is not open.
Though?
No, Popeyes would be my first choice.
No, but Popeyes isn't open. I'm not
I'm just saying.
I'm not listing them...
If out of all the... Because I want to try to get I want to try to get somebody to sponsor the show.
So listen, if we're talking about choices, Popeyes is the top choice.
Popeyes is, out of the franchises, Popeyes is number one.
Exactly. Anyone who says otherwise.
We have some advertising spots available if Popeyes is interested.
Then it's KFC. I don't know what else there are. Churches, I've never had churches.
I've never had churches.
I've never had Mary Brown's. Okay.
See, you guys just said the exact same thing with the exact same murmurs. And the exact same...
What else have we not had?
I've never had Mary Brown's.
What the fuck is churches?
Church on chicken. St. Clair and the one that I know of.
Thank you, Michael. I didn't realize this whole chicken... Where is it?
Chicken.
It's at St. Clair and Dufferin.
Is it the one right on the corner?
Yeah. Yeah. Across the street from the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, yeah. What 7-Eleven.
You
think 7-Eleven give them a run for their money?
Ooh, now they do.
I don't think that. After seeing, what's his name, have a hot dog from 7-Eleven.
Okay, but listen, taquitos are delicious.
No, I had one of those. My stomach almost revolted.
Exactly. That's what
you think they put all that chili on there to disguise the hot dog?
To hide the mold that was on the bread.
Do you think that hot dog is the breakdancing hot dog, or is like is really broken down?
What is that on Snapchat these days with this breakdancing hot dog? I don't know, but
when girls twerk on it, it's so funny.
It's really fucking funny.
What?
It's so funny.
It makes me laugh. It brings joy to my heart. Mm. Because A, there's booty, and B, there's hot dog breakdance. And you put them together...
See, for me, hot dog breakdown would almost take first position on that.
Yeah, almost. It's a really close, it's like a 1A, 1B thing for me.
Yeah. Actually, it's like a 1AB, 1AA thing for me. That's how close it is.
That's how he's specifying the closeness.
Thank God Chris is here, because otherwise you would get none of this.
Wow, I'm really the translator for today.
Do you like my piece of marble?
What are you going to do with it?
Well, when I get my oven.
A desk?
So you can throw it away in paprika? Rest in paprika, desk one.
This thing is fucking heavy.
It's a piece of marble. It's not a wedge of cheese.
Well, I mean, a wedge of cheese that big would also be heavy, but you know, you get it. It would be lighter than that.
A wedge of cheese that big would be pretty heavy.
It'd still be heavy.
What are you going to do with it?
We weren't listening. We were making jokes.
When I get my pizza oven this year or next year, now it looks like next year because this summer's already fucked, this is going to be my marble work surface beside.
So you're saying that you're going to have this fucking gigantic piece of marble.
This is... You've been in people's kitchens. Those are big pieces of marble. This is a little piece of marble.
You're going to keep this in your garage for a year and a half.
This takes up a lot less space than anything else. I mean, if you look at...
Yeah,
I mean,
does it?
If you look at...
Not less than this.
Yeah, but that's 20 cents, bro. That's 20 cents in my bucket.
Oh, do you guys...
Where did you get this piece of marble?
Funds?
Yeah. No, we just keep... We stack them and then we just throw hammers at
them. Well, every time I'm here, it seems like there's just more.
That's what we do. I have a little stash and then you go.
Then you get what, $6.50?
Yeah.
Hey, it pays for my breakfast.
That's a fucking piece of Jack Links right there.
Is it over there? Is that way? Oh yeah, it is over there.
What do those even taste like?
Beef jerky.
Like dog food.
So where did you buy them from?
The dog store.
The gas station.
Oh, I was close.
Why don't you go to 7-Eleven and get 10 pieces of chicken?
Because I didn't know where there was a 7-Eleven.
What do you get when you go to Popeyes? I know.
It just look like a mouse in front of a piece of cheese or something.
It's a very specific...
It's like...
How many mice have you seen in front of cheese, firstly?
At least four.
And if there are that many mice around your cheese, move your fucking cheese.
Or move your mouse.
Yeah, move your mouse.
Exactly. Depending on how this is...
Exactly.
This.
You know what the interesting thing is? Actually, speaking of facial things, I have realized that my father and my uncles, as they get older, increasingly have a similarity in their facial expression to their parents. It always makes me laugh when I see it now. So my grandmother will do a face and I'm like, oh yeah, that looks like so-and-so. And then I have a little chuckle inside. Mm. I don't just laugh at an old lady's face.
But you do.
I do that when I steal their handbags, but otherwise, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
Yeah. You should probably
admit to that.
It is a crime. Well,
that's illegal.
Yeah. That's illegal. But it's also immoral.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. If the old lady was a scumbag.
But is like something this. That's illegal always immoral?
No.
No.
I don't think smoking dank weed. The dank kush. Smoking big weeds.
You know what the funny thing is? The word dank has also penetrated now the culinary word. The culinary world, rather.
Mm.
So when they have, like, say, a piece of salami or prosciutto,
they say that's dank. Don't tell me they fucking say that.
No, but
that's
they
dank.
They use dank in the sense of a slight.
He's releasing a little.
A slight.
Right. Look at his face.
That's the thing that kids make after they're happy. They're like, they go, Did they laugh after? They go back after.
Yes. Sorry.
So they use that as
a description.
So you know how prosciutto or any kind of cured anything really, or anything canned, fermented, has that kind of moist funk that comes from the mold, right?
They call it dank.
So they used to call it, used to be known as funk, but now...
It's dank.
Amongst the trendy...
It's dank.
Especially like kimchi, for example. So you know kimchi?
Like the a person or the no, fucking actual kimchi?
What person is called
I don't know,
kimchi.
I thought this is like the name of a street kid.
You know kimchi, like so the yeah, fermented cabbage?
Yes,
cabbage?
I know what kimchi
they
is.
Use, they... The word dank might be used to describe that.
I don't believe
No, they don't say it's dank kimchi. They say it has a dank taste.
Dank. Man.
Now, it took me when I heard it it took me a while because I'm like, is this the same use of dank that I'm used to hearing?
In the streaks.
Would you say streaks? You mean
in the streaks?
You know what I've also noticed is very weird about today? It's very weird that out of the three of us, I'm the one wearing shorts today.
Yeah, it's kind of cold.
I dressed it was going to be cold in here, but it's really hot in here.
Was it not cold today? Hot in here. Would you not say today was a cold day?
I hate when people wear shorts and a sweater.
Yeah, but you know what though? My pants are already, I'll tell you what's happened. My pants go through three stages. Firstly,
they're on my hanger, then they're on my pants, body.
They're on my pants.
My legs.
My pants bones.
Then they're in the hamper.
My pants bones. No, this is what happens. They go as my very good pants, so only for special occasion. And they become my...
Just a readjustment.
Yeah, we'll just graze over that. Or scratch over that.
No, it was more of a pluck.
Was
it a
pluck?
I plucked
them. A pinch and roll?
No, you know that?
I plucked them.
It's that fucking chicken skin, man. Jesus Christ.
Now I don't know what we're talking about.
Anyway.
I keep my chicken skin in the box.
So they go from like my good pants to like the ones I wear when I go out.
How do you make the decision?
Do you have a? Do you
save
have,
your questions to the
do you
end.
Have do you have a list criteria? Of. Good question,
criteria.
Michael.
No, when they're new, they're the good pants. Then, as they become more worn,
how many wears?
I don't know.
Do you have a criteria list?
6,000.
6,000 wears.
But I'm always wearing pants.
Is it wears or washes?
Ooh. No, washes wouldn't make 6,000. I don't think I've even done
no,
6,000
washes
in my life.
No, I'm not talking about the number. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking about is the number. The
how many
number
times
wears?
Do you wear your pants before you wash them?
It depends. My good pants almost never get washed. In my washing machine.
That's true.
They get washed in the neighbor's washing machine.
He always says hi. That's the connection.
I sneak in at night and I'm naked. They're just in their laundry room. Saying, I'll just be a few minutes. And oh, it's pants day again. Yeah.
So carry on.
Thank you, Michael, for doing a completely physical joke on a completely audio form of media.
It's for you guys, not for the listeners. They can go fuck themselves.
Really, this is all for us.
I mean, this is just...
Yeah,
la testa.
See, did you get the joke? Because I did a physical joke for... Only us to see.
Yeah. It wasn't very funny, though.
I never said it was going to be. I never promised
But
anything.
If it's not funny, if nobody laughs, is it a joke?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty much of a joke.
Nah,
that's
the best kind of joke, if it makes yourself laugh.
Oh, I love
Thanks,
those.
Thanks, Mom. My mom says that all the time. So that's why I called them my mom. That's the joke.
Oh, I love
Go
those
to bed,
jokes.
Hon.
No.
Those jokes.
No.
Those jokes. I was really... Yeah, I'll finish, but let me give you the small story in between.
Small story. Thanks, Sean Connery.
I'm gonna give you a small
story.
So I was at this,
small story.
Well, fuck it, I'll just say it because none of them listen to this.
Small
anyway.
Soldiers.
I was at a
toy story.
A graduation,
gift.
Banquet celebration for a friend of mine. And part of her speech was about,
why was she giving a speech?
Don't.
Because she was thanking everybody.
Okay.
Like in front of everybody, like the whole congregation?
Yeah. It wasn't a mass. She didn't become a priest.
She was a reverend.
Congregation is just like a gathering of people.
So, which brings to another story, remind me of in a few minutes.
Oh, God.
So,
I already forgot.
So, she made a speech, and then, we were taking pictures after, and I made a joke, in reference, which I thought was fucking hysterical. And nobody laughed, but me, but I have to tell you this, you guys know, I very rarely have a 0 out of 10 joke.
I mean, that's debatable.
No, I mean, but 0 out of 10.
That's very biased.
But is it? Come on. When have I ever had a 0 out of 10?
Well, apparently the other day.
No, but I was laughing. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, but if you laugh at your own joke.
No, I don't always laugh. You know very well I don't always laugh at my own joke. But this one, I was fucking on the floor. I was fucking on the floor and laughing.
You should have been on a bed. It's much better for your back.
No, see, if the thing is, if you fuck on a bed and it gets all sweaty, then you have nowhere to sleep.
It gets all what? I guess all what?
Just sleep in your own mess. It's yours.
I already do it, though.
It's yours. Own it. Oh, it's mine.
Yelling. Oh, but you don't want that, though, in the morning. You're peeling off sheets. No, you don't want that.
I just imagine just like...
Yeah.
Again, physical humor.
So, going back to the reverend story for a second.
Reverend.
Is
this about your pants?
In high school, maybe even before you guys started, there was a nun there. Were you guys there when the nun was there?
No.
So she was a nun. Question.
Why did he wait so long?
She was a nun, but she was not the traditional nun. She was a more modern.
She was more of a one nun.
She was like a hip nun. So, have you ever seen that video on YouTube where the nuns are smoking kush?
No.
They're not real nuns.
Is it dank kush?
They're not real nuns, so I don't know.
Oh, so then it's not funny. So they gotta be real.
But they're dressed as nuns.
So,
and they go around.
She asked me at one of the school, whatever, to read a passage, right? Now, before the mass started.
Started.
Before the mass started.
Before the mass started, she told me, she used to come up to me, she said, did you...
She's a Portuguese woman
who was drunk.
Did you?
She didn't say that. She said, she used proper English. She said, have you ever seen on television those black pastors that do the sermons, right? And they're very vocal, very, very into it.
I don't want you to do
she
that.
She said, you need to be like the black pastors. Now, I'm 13, 14, but I couldn't realize if she was being racist or not. So I'm left. Imagine that. Like, you know, you want to do well and all. And the last piece of advice somebody gives you is, go be like a black pastor. I'd like you guys to tell me how you would react in that situation.
What did you do?
I shit myself. In front of those
people. You got black.
I don't remember. I think I just read it even more timidly than before.
Such a weird piece of advice to give you.
It's, I know, but scary, that's...
It's like...
But that's why I was like,
work
what?
At the corner store today. Be like an angry Korean man.
But this is the thing. Like, it's like, what? It's like, what? I was 100% shocked because I had no idea what the fuck she wanted me to do after. I'm like, she wanted me to start dancing and start calling, doing this, clapping randomly.
Shit about Dracula out.
You know? And like, what?
Dracula.
What the fuck kind of black pastor is that?
Jokers.
Oh, that was funny though. That was funny.
That one bombed for me.
That was, no, the episode wasn't that great, but that just made me laugh because it was so random. I like it when they do the whole bait and switch like that. So my pants start off as being my good pants.
That's how we got here.
So my pants start off as being my good pants. Then through use, they become my weekly pants, or the pants where when I go out during
the
week.
But
the
question
during
the
day.
Still remains. How many uses?
I don't know. It's not how many uses. It's more the intensity of the use. So if they're like...
So if you're fucking doing squats in them, then...
Yeah, because that's something I would be doing.
Well, you're the one who used the word intensity.
Yeah, but intensity. So like, if I use it...
You're walking vigorously.
But let me tell you this, though. There is the day that all of a sudden you're like, today these pants become my number two pants. Because I use them.
How do you use become at that point?
When I decide, I'm going to use them when I'm cooking.
That's such a great sentence.
When I'm cooking.
How do you use become that point? Missing at least four subjects and three.
What
points.
Words leave out sentence?
But you know what I meant.
I do.
Yeah, we do. But other people.
Don't speak this.
No
language.
Fucking clue.
How do you arrive at that point?
You just decide. You decide, okay, these pants have enough wear in them that they can become my kitchen / if I go out to the store during the day pants. Then from there, they become my work pants. So the pants that get destroyed when I'm in here or underneath the car.
Your actual work pants.
No, my actual work pants now are very good pants because they're dress pants. Previous to my current employment, my work pants were my shitty pants.
So your pants change with your role.
Duh. Duh.
Why are you smirking?
What pants are you wearing
if
today?
If you work... I'm actually not wearing any pants.
That's very metaphorical because, you know, instead of like, which hat are you wearing today, it's which pants are you wearing today.
Exactly.
How's that very metaphorical?
Because...
A metaphor is saying something is like something.
No, that's a simile.
No. Metaphor is...
A metaphor is saying that without saying like
see,
or
course, as. See, of course when you need an example, you can never... What?
A metaphor is a simile without using words like or as. I'm
trying to fix my screen protector.
Here. Flipping fruit cake.
The fuck? Why is it? Is it two layers on the screen protector?
No, it's me doing the same thing over and over again.
You're a strawberry.
What does that mean? Are you calling him gay?
He's calling me Strawberry.
Strawberry.
What does that mean?
He's...
I'm small and red and have little freckles.
You're none of those. Because that's Michael, if anything. I think strawberries have freckles.
What would you call those?
They have,
dots on
their seeds.
Keep away spikes.
Isn't that what freckles are?
If you wanted to plant some strawberries, would you plant the whole strawberry or would you extract each individual seed?
Are those actually the seeds?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they were freckles.
I've never planted strawberries. I would probably just put the whole thing in the ground.
But then you'd get like a million strawberries.
So
I
then
think that's
thin.
What happened at my house.
And you're thin.
Do you have strawberries?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But good size?
No, they're not very big.
Or in the little bush.
Mm-hmm.
No.
In the bush. They are the bush.
No, shut the
they
fuck up.
They probably planted... Yeah, my dad probably just put a fucking strawberry in the ground.
But they come every year. A lot of berries do, actually.
That's usually how...
Berries, in general, are very easy to grow. It's more...
Forget about them.
It's more getting them to a good size is the problem. Raspberries get to a good size on their own. They're essentially actually a weed. You just plant them and they'll just multiply every year.
Are they dank?
You see? If nobody laughed, would you consider that a bad joke? No, it's not a good joke.
Ah! But people laugh because it was a good joke.
But we're not people, though.
We're like scum of the earth.
Let's face it.
I'm a broom.
Let's face it. Samuel was listening to this in Nigeria. Does he have any idea who fucking Blue's Clues is?
Probably. I mean, they have television out there.
Yeah, but do they have the same television?
I don't know.
Not the same one, because I have that one in
exactly.
My
house.
Exactly. Speaking, of children's things, did Clifford ever scare you guys?
Nope. He was a big red dog.
Yeah, how did he get so big?
Like, steroids? Why?
Man, he must have
think
fucked
about
his
it.
Mom up when he came out
of there. He could have been born... I think he was born small. Just kept growing.
Not super small. I think he was still pretty big.
But here's the thing. You would really think the community would take to that dog or more be shit scared and shoot him in the face?
I don't know. I've seen Godzilla at least twice.
But Godzilla's
there's two ways
not
to act, though. Like, you act in Godzilla or like you act in Clifford? You either...
Yeah, but Godzilla was actively destroying.
Okay, that's true. But
Clifford was, let me help you because I'm a fire dog, I think.
Okay, but if they went up to Godzilla and
not that's
like...
right. That's no longer... Your example no longer counts.
But if they went up to Godzilla and they wanted to be on their side...
I don't know, what do you mean their side?
At some point, Godzilla does become on the side of the people of the Earth. When the other monsters from space show up. You guys don't know these things, do you?
So go fuck yourself, alright?
See?
Chris to the rescue.
Tell me something, why does Godzilla also become on the side of the humans?
Because there's other monsters trying to fuck... Godzilla's trying to defend...
So he's not on the side of the humans.
No,
He's defending his own home.
He's defending the Earth.
He's not defending his own.
The Godzilla is defending the Earth.
Fuck by anybody else.
Well, no, that's fair. So then the other monsters show up to fuck up the Earth, and Godzilla says...
Not in my house.
You know what? I don't think Godzilla would wave his finger because he only has three.
What is Godzilla?
Godzilla is the result of nuclear tests in the ocean near Japan.
Yeah.
But is he a lizard? Was he like...
I think he was like a newt. Or a salamander.
A
I don't think salamanders are in Japan.
Salamanders exist.
Or in the Japanese waters.
Well, let's take a look at Godzilla.
I think if anything, what's in the...
Gojira.
What's in the ocean around Japan is called sushi.
Gojira.
Godzilla. He's probably like a...
Oh, I don't have your Wi-Fi anymore.
I guess I'll do it.
No, but I want it, though.
Your phone is so slender.
Well, you know what you need to do?
Is it, though?
Right now, while on a recording, you need to say out loud your Wi-Fi.
So that everybody can...
Let me go see.
You know it?
No, because it's one of those jumbled...
Jumbled the jumble?
Let me fucking go
one of those Dikembe Mutombos?
Yeah.
Dikembe Mutombo is a national treasure.
Who the hell was that?
You don't know who Dikembe Mutombo is?
No.
He was a...
Password is...
Well,
capital
actually,
D.
Don't say it out loud for real.
They have to be here to use it.
Yeah,
nobody
but
knows where
what
I
if
it.
They show up?
Capital D.
Shut up, stop saying it.
Like
I'll do it myself.
That looks like one of those toys when you put in the water, they grow.
He looks like a dinosaur. He looks like a
brontosaurus. That's the original Japanese one. That's the original Japanese one, though.
You know like...
Species dinosaur-like is what it says.
No, but that's not a species, though.
That's not a species. Have you never seen the dinosaur-like creatures of a dinosaur yet?
Yeah.
Holy shit, there's so many people who played Godzilla.
Yeah, because they go in a suit.
What do you mean?
Well, they used to.
People.
They used to be... They
there's
used to
three Godzillas
suit.
Played by... One, Haru Nakajima.
Oh, he was a great man.
Next one is Kenpachiro Satsuma.
Do you know he was the guy who invented the Satsuma?
What's Satsuma?
It's another word for clementine, I think.
The next guy is Tsutomu Kitagawa.
Oh, he used to also be a jockey.
Godzilla was conceived as a metaphor for nuclear weapons.
Okay.
See, that's a metaphor. Godzilla's a metaphor.
Yeah, but what kind of creature is he?
Oh, that's
and why do you know so much about Godzilla, Chris?
Because he's...
Because I follow people that know.
Because he's what, Michael? Go, finish that sentence.
Finish the sentence. Yeah,
finish
what
that
am
sentence.
I?
He is an avid Godzilla...
I think avid is one word, not an av-id.
Avid.
He had a little buffering issue there.
Yeah.
Had to load her up.
Very nice, very nice, very nice, very nice.
So what happened about the YouTube video?
Oh yeah, you were watching a YouTube video. At some point today.
Yeah, and that's when I found about, that's when I found about.
Vanquish.
Oh, yeah, no,
that's when I found about 7-Eleven.
Oh, 7-Eleven. That was the whole point of the story.
But, is it you who doesn't like Popeyes? No, you like Popeyes.
Are you fucked?
I love Popeyes. Popeyes is
I'm offended that you'd even suggest this.
There's somebody I know very close that doesn't like them. I'm like, why? Go fuck yourself.
Because they're not a good
What do you get when you go?
What do you mean?
Chicken.
No, but like what? But like what though? I always get the 5-piece chicken tender platter. Spicy.
Whenever I get it, I'm getting it for a family.
No, spicy.
I get the family meal.
I like the chicken on the bone.
I don't get no fucking tendies.
Very succulent.
I don't want no fucking tendies from Popeyes. Tendies are for the frozen bags that you put in the oven.
Okay.
That's where you make tendies.
No. I would
you do not get tendies at Popeyes.
With you on that front.
You
but
get the fried chicken
the
on
the
bone. The
tenders from Popeyes are very succulent. Like, shockingly so.
You know what's back? $1.99 nuggets at BK.
Yeah, but they suck.
Yeah, but those are fucking shit though.
But you know what? When you need something at $1.99,
you're getting for volume, man.
You get them for.
Do you know what? You know what would you eat for volume? But
yes,
it's not even that.
Michael.
I could deal with that if the nuggets are shit, which they are, but their sauces were good, which they're not.
That's incorrect.
But they are.
Say incorrect. The buffalo sauce.
Their barbecue is
buffalo is actually really good. It's a spicy sauce.
Buffalo is the good one.
Yeah,
but nice.
For me,
even
McDonald's, the mustard one,
the honey mustard one is nice.
This is the national symbol for sweet.
Yeah, it's also for testicle clamps.
It's also for the chicken butt.
Yeah. What?
Yep.
Speaking of.
Chicken butt.
Chicken butt. Yeah, but the sauces are not as good as McDonald's sauces.
No, McDonald's
also,
is,
did you know that Uber Eats is now...
Delivers McDonald's?
Yeah.
It's on the radio a lot now, and I went, yo, McDonald's delivers.
But you know what, though?
Time to
but you know what, though? McDonald's is usually terrible when it's lukewarm. Imagine after it's been in somebody's car for 10 minutes and it's cold.
But what's the difference between you going to get it and then bringing it home to eat it?
No, when you go to get it, I eat it there.
Yeah, but I'm sure people don't.
Yeah,
but for me, if you're going to come home and you're going to pick up something better than
why
McDonald's.
Why the fuck do you have a VHS tape called Born to Ball?
Oh, that's what I wanted to give you!
Hosted
I wanted to talk to you about
Pierce.
That, thank God, take that out. That was for you, no joke.
This?
Thank you for reminding
this
me, oh my God.
VHS tape
I wanted to
Born
give this to
ball.
You. I wanted to give this
hosted
to you so bad.
By Ball
I was, shut up, let me
what
tell you, this is for you.
Is
this is for you, I'm not gonna lie. This is going on the Facebook page. When I was at somebody, my grandmother's actually.
What?
Like, was
your grandmother
was watching Paul Pierce.
No.
Let me
finish.
Sick crossover.
Let me finish. And I saw this there 6 months ago, and I kept remembering, next time I come home from there, I'm going to bring it for Chris for the podcast. I keep forgetting. But thank God you reminded me, because this is literally for you. This is going to be my gift to you. So it says, it's a VHS from 2003. So this was like VHS was dying by then.
Yeah.
And let's just read it from the top because it makes me laugh. From the producers of Ball Above All and Ballin' Out of Control. Out is one word, by the way. So it's Born to Ball, hosted by Paul Pierce, featuring music from 50 Cent.
Ooh!
Wow.
That's
50,
a big
and this
deal.
Is when, this is when 50 Cent
he
was
popping.
This is when 50 Cent was worth a full 50 cents.
I think at this point he had just ended Jocko's career.
Yeah. Then it
could
says,
be wrong.
Featuring high school footage. Imagine, you know.
That's gonna be some grainy ass footage.
It could be
sure.
Buffering there. Featuring high school footage from today's hottest pro basketball players mixed with the illest skills hip hop tracks.
What does the back say? Tell me
now
about
the
back.
Now the back says, now I want to make a proposal.
Okay,
can our next podcast recording be us watching this?
A commentary tape of this?
Yes.
I'm so down.
Okay.
Do you have a VHS player?
No.
I do.
You do?
Of course
so
I
we're
fucking
doing,
do.
We're
what
doing
do you
it
mean?
At his house. Because this is literally for you. You're taking this hope today. This is for, because you know he gave me the Chappelle DVD.
Where are my Chappelle DVDs?
I still
I need my Chappelle DVDs.
I still need to watch it.
At
okay,
least twice anyway, a week I go, I want to watch that.
Okay, seriously, 2 weeks. Can we record watching this? Because I don't even know what it's going to be like, but this is going to be fucking hilarious. Okay?
I'm going to learn so many things.
So, in the back it says, we're going to start with the barcode, 63499114-8139. Very famous barcode. Raise him up. No, raise up on him. That's right. That was me rearranging the words. That was my dyslexia. Raise up on exclamation mark. And drop it like it's hot. This is for the reading the back.
This is great.
Cross him up. Cross E-M, apostrophe. Cross him up and leave your man on his heels. Is cross-dressing in this?
No.
Oh, leave your man on his heels.
Dot, dot, dot. Then take it straight down the middle and smash him. When I found this, I was crying. It was the best.
This is a 2000s era VHS tape. So,
this is basketball at its essence. Is basketball your life? I'm talking to you, Chris. So I was literally talking to you, not right. Is basketball your life?
Asking me.
Is it more than just a game?
Oh my god.
Then you gotta have this.
I gotta have that.
Ball.
Look at that advertising.
Welcome to the follow-up. Oh, we need to find the other two. Welcome to the follow-up. Ball Above All and Ballin' Out of Control. Wow. The hottest basketball series on the streets.
On the streets.
This new edition features the most ridiculous moves, mad crosses. I'm doing the mime just in case.
Just
in case. And the hottest dunk.
Just in case there's somebody has to cross out.
And the, oh look. And has even a little picture of the other two.
Oh, I thought it was a scratch and sniff sticker.
Yeah, on here.
I was confused.
So you could smell the armpits of Allen Iverson.
Paul Pierce, sorry.
This new edition features the most ridiculous moves, mad crosses, and the hottest dunks ever caught on tape. That's on tape, see? Now it would be just recorded because tape is just used for putting two things together. All of this excitement mixed with the hottest hip-hop tracks on the scene, including a cut from 50 Cent.
Oh my god.
See,
Fitties on that tape.
See Allen Iverson, Paul Pierce, Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, throw it down while they were in high school. These non-stop highlights, I mean it has to stop, it's a VH, eventually it's gonna stop.
These non-stop highlights are
hot. You heard it straight from the streets, Born to Ball, the hottest shit, apostrophe where the I is. Actually, it's not really apostrophe where the I is just the bottom. Risk? Just the bottom.
It says shit on it?
No, well yeah, it doesn't really say the full shit.
It's an asterisk, not an
Yeah, but it's an asterisk where the top of the I would be.
Yes, exactly.
So really it's just the, missing the, just the line of the I.
I see what you're saying.
Shit ever. Get the original multi-platinum street ball hits that set it all off. Ball Above All and Ballin' Out of Control.
Did movies
directed,
have
oh wait, platinum? Look who was directed by.
Oh, is
directed
Spike
and Lee? Produced by 9-1, sorry, 1-9, and Sonny Black. Music by Teamwork Music, Shaw, Money XL, Self, 50 Cent, G-Unit, P-Dap, and G-Swan. Who are they?
I don't know, but I want to see something.
Let me finish!
It's not over.
Additional music by Charlemagne from Fortress the Entertainment.
God? No.
Charlemagne was a French king. We mean the god. Polar Club. Welly Led. Bobby Drake.
Drake?
Bobby Drake's Littles. Mr. Len. Bill Source. Medina.
Face T. You should have read this before in the podcast.
Anyway, this is... When I saw this, I go, this is Chris's.
That's mine.
Can I ask why there's a blimp on the cover?
Is there a blimp?
Just blimp.
Yeah, actually, why is that? That's it's weird. Like, whose face is that?
It's Paul Pierce.
No, it's not Paul Pierce.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know who Paul Pierce is.
Paul Pierce was on the Celtics.
Oh, like, yeah, now I really...
Then he won a chip with them. With,
a what?
With KG.
Like one Ruffles regular.
He won one potato chip
guys,
with them?
Do you not call it a chip?
No, what the fuck? What do you mean a chip?
Isn't it called do you guys not refer to it as a chip?
What, you call it chips too?
Why are you so disappointed?
What are you talking about?
Oh,
the
cup.
That's what
we're saying.
What are you talking about?
Championship.
Oh.
I have a chip.
What a fucking Egypt, eh?
He won a ring, and then he ended up on the Nets.
Look, I don't think, if you look at it, I don't think it's ever been played.
That has definitely never been played.
It's
that
all is on too one clean. Side. Look,
that
look
rewind
clean it
is no rewind is never
look
that
how clean.
Clean
it is.
That has
you should try to sell it for $80.
You know what the funny thing is? How much you want to bet? Can somebody search this online? See if they find it all the whole thing on YouTube. Born to Ball. So out of all these players, who is still playing? Nobody, right? Because Kobe Bryant retired this year or last year.
It says Kobe, AI, so, Pierce, and T-Mac, right?
Yeah.
Paul, they're all retired. Paul Pierce just retired this year.
So how old was he? How old is he now?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question. Paul Pierce.
Who was he playing for when he retired?
His last team was the Clippers. Technically, it was the Celtics because he signed a 1 day to retire with them.
Aww.
I like when people. Do you like when people do that? But when they sign a one day thing to retire with their team, like the team that they came up on. What's your opinion on that, Michael?
Fuck.
You don't care. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing your opinion.
You know what? I don't think
he's 39 now.
Okay.
39.
He was drafted in 98.
Fuck. So he was only 4 years in here.
So he was 98 to 2003 is not 4 years.
Well, 5 years, sorry.
Well, four. I mean, yeah. You know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there.
Such a good person.
What was I doing again? I was searching for Born to Ball.
I mean, it's not licensed for any other use, but podcast didn't exist, so.
Why don't we see what it's selling for on?
Yeah, just see.
Wait, what's the runtime on the tape?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because according to this thing, it's 44. According to a YouTube search, it's a 40. There's a 44-minute video of something.
Approximately 45 minutes.
The whole thing is on YouTube.
Is it?
It's right here.
Open it. I just want to see what it starts. That's fucking hilarious.
I need to see the first, like, 6.5 seconds. That's what we need right now.
That's fucking hilarious.
There's a 5-second ad.
Of course, fine.
Sapporo!
It's funny. The ads never lag. You notice that?
No, never.
Oh, you hear that? You hear the fucking graininess? Who's that?
Who's that?
I have no idea who the fuck is.
Maybe that's 1-9. Or, Charlemagne. That's Charlemagne.
That's the French leader?
Shaq's in this.
Is he? I like Shaq. If I was a basketball player, I'd be sure.
Vince Carter's in it, too.
God damn, this was Hoop Mixtape before Hoop Mixtape was a thing.
Oh my
god. That's what this is. This is just Hoop Mixtape before Hoop Mixtape was a thing.
What is Hoop Mixtape?
Hoop Mixtape is, okay, well we can't go too far because this is an actual thing.
We're gonna do it next week.
So, Hoop Mixtape is like when high schoolers or, yeah, mostly high schoolers, like when they're like coming up, people like would submit their mixtapes.
Like their talent.
So it's like a reel.
Yeah, their highlight reel. And then they would go to Hoop Mixtape. If you got on Hoop Mixtape, that was like. Mm.
What is 50 Cent doing these days though?
He owns Vitamin Water, so he makes millions of dollars. Oh. He's on Show Power. Yeah, I think he owns Vitamin Water.
But I just feel like.
He's on that Show Power.
But what company did he go bankrupt for?
He didn't.
Or with.
He was fucking around. He did it. I'm pretty sure he did that.
For bankruptcy.
I know. I'm pretty sure he did that to delay the court case that was being filed against him for something else.
So, but is it just me?
He filed and then he went, look at all my money. He literally took a picture with all his money like the day
but
after.
Is it just me or?
It's just you.
Was his career very short?
No, it wasn't. He released the mixtape like last year.
Yeah, but was it good though?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was pretty good.
It banged.
So, but how come I didn't hear about it? Because usually when even that's very good, I hear about it. And I'm like nowhere near the world of, what is it called? Is it still called rap? Or does it have a different?
Yeah.
No, but you know, sometimes you have like a subgenre. So like rock and roll is not the same as...
Like trap.
Yeah.
No, it's not. 50 is not trap.
What the fuck is trap?
Like Travis Scott or...
Actually, I heard a joke. You know the book Bleak House?
No.
By Charles Dickens?
No.
It's still making me laugh in my head though. Reading Bleak House. I was listening to another podcast, another famous.
That's basically what he said because I had no fucking clue what he said.
It's another podcast that's called The Tuesday Club with some famous comedians, Alan Davis in particular. They're talking about Arsenal and all their stuff. It's very funny. And so one of the cool people, he was reading Bleak House and one of the young guys comes in and he goes, what are you reading? What's that? And he goes, Bleak House. It goes that new kind of house music. It's funnier if you know what Bleak House was, but made me laugh at
the time. Remember that time you said they had no zero jokes?
No, but that wasn't my joke, though.
But your retelling of the joke made it was a zero.
No, but that's not my joke.
But your retelling of the joke.
But if it was a 10, you would have claimed it as your joke.
No, I wouldn't. I actually never did that in my life.
Okay, here.
If the joke came from somebody else, I would. I tell people Madea's jokes all the time, but I give credit to Madea.
That's like saying that you never shit your pants once.
Okay, but as a child, you have no choice. You're going to shit your pants.
Yeah, so you've technically shit your pants. Every person has shit their pants.
But I've never...
You've never shit your pants?
I don't get it either.
He wants to know if you shit your pants. What do you mean?
No, not recently. The last time I shit my pants, I don't know what it was. I think it was after Indian and some drinking. I don't remember. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, sometimes you just can't...
You just gotta go, man.
And I was like, when you fucking pee yourself. It feels so good, but you know it's gonna be a cleanup. That's the problem.
I did that once.
What's the cleanup?
When I was running in... I was running home.
Just throw your shit in the laundry?
When you pee, your... Yeah, but what if you're not home? What
well, if you're... Well, then you're fucked.
Exactly. I pee myself at my doorstep, basically. No, not at the doorstep. I was like, I was getting to the toilet and I was fumbling with everything.
That's funny. So close.
Holy shit. My dick is here.
Oh god.
Like so close.
And then I peed my pants.
Close. I know.
But your pants were off?
No, it was in process. I was undoing my belt.
Oh, you just couldn't make it, eh?
And that was the last day you wore a belt.
That's the motion.
You couldn't make it, eh?
You're like,
couldn't make it.
And you're like, since that day I've never worn a belt, mom. Fuck it. Too scared to put my pants again.
Man, last week, laundry this week was rough.
Was it?
You get it? The joke implies that I peed myself last week.
That's funny.
And whether or not you believe that.
And see, that's when a pair of pants becomes your number two pants.
No, that's when a pair of pants becomes a burn pants.
You burn them.
Like, the other day, I have a question. I need your opinion on what you would do in this situation. I was taking a Mondo Duke. Okay. Taking a Mondo Duke. And so I had my phone propped up on the counter.
Yeah.
In front of me.
Where was it?
My headphones in.
On the counter?
No, my headphones were in my ears.
Okay.
My phone was on the counter.
Yeah.
Comme ça.
This phone?
No. Yeah, it actually was this one.
Because it was like the other week. French, it gets me every time.
Comme ça. And my headphones were in my ears. I said two words. Comme ça. Which means like this. Anyways. And my headphones were in my ears.
Where was it?
Comme ça. And so I was watching a video. Then at some point, I shifted in such a manner... Violently.
Yeah.
Not really, I just kind of moved. And then one headphone fell out.
Oh,
it hit the toilet seat. At that point, those headphones became garbage to me. They were working perfectly fine.
Hang on.
I threw them away because they landed on the seat.
But right. was it your seat at home?
Yeah, it was my seat at home. And it, but still, you get pee-pee drip on that, don't you?
Yeah, but let's face it. Pee-pee is 100% sterile.
No,
so,
but see, no. That touched toilet seat, I threw those headphones.
The seat or the bowl?
The seat.
You wasted. I would have took them.
I know. I did that and I went, nope.
I mean, let's face it. I put that hat on my balls and he still wears it.
It's actually a different hat, but.
Yeah, but you know.
But the theory stands.
The Bass Pro one.
Yeah. But yeah, so I threw away.
A real swell guy.
Then I spoke to some friends. Some other friends.
Oh, someone.
Not you guys.
Yeah.
And they were all in agreement that those headphones were garbage.
No, see, those friends only have first world problems then. Because
those friends have too much money.
Okay, yeah, exactly. How much did you spend on a new set of headphones?
Those are the headphones that you linked me to on Amazon like years ago.
Oh, yeah, you got some good use out of those. There was like $16.99 for fake Apple iPods.
Oh, okay.
I was less reluctant to do that because I had new headphones that came with said phone that I purchased.
Ah, I see.
So I was like, maybe it's time.
Where's that phone from? This is when you say Popeyes.
This one?
Yeah.
Popeyes.
Good.
It's a Popeyes one.
What's your favorite thing about Popeyes?
They're delicious and better than any competitor known to man.
For me, man, those biscuits.
Those biscuits, I find they can use a little bit more.
Nothing, because they're perfect the way they are. That's right, Michael. They are.
They're perfect.
They need more milk.
What sauce? From a guy who's never baked fucking anything in his life. What's your favorite dipping sauce?
I don't use dipping sauce.
You don't use it?
No, ketchup.
Ketchup.
As your dipping sauce for the chicken?
For anything.
Nah, man, nah.
What dipping sauce do you use for
chicken? Nah, man, nah.
What dipping sauce do you use for chicken?
Nah, man.
He's so upset he's becoming a
cold. Nah, man. Nah.
The other day, Miguel makes soup. I still taste it.
I still don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I still don't know if he's talking about the soup.
Has your girl ever made you soup, Michael?
No. Did you have it during the back shots?
I don't know. I was actually asking if his girl's ever made him soup. Like, that was
Have you ever cooked for your girlfriend yet? That was a bad question by me.
Yeah.
Have you ever cooked for your girlfriend
Has
yet?
Has she ever cooked for you?
Yeah.
We cook together sometimes.
But what's cooking, though?
Super cute.
We made shrimp tacos.
What's cooking? What do you mean?
No, but I mean
they put toaster strudels in the oven.
That's not cooking.
Well, I'm assuming that's not what he means. He's not a fucking degenerate like I am.
You made shrimp tacos.
Yeah.
You've never cooked for either of us.
He cooks.
But he's never cooked for either of us.
Really,
I mean, he's never cooked directly for me. I've been in his house while he was cooking and ended up eating the food.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. Why haven't you? I cook for both of you. He's cooked for me.
It's good for you?
Never.
Yeah.
I don't cook for myself.
He doesn't know it. I was dressed as somebody else, but you know.
A little salamette?
See, that French doesn't make me laugh.
He cooked you.
What? You really touched my thigh there. That was a little weird.
So salamette.
See, he's making himself laugh. It's okay.
So you guys have never made each other soup yet, eh?
Soup, no.
I don't know.
I'm I mean, soup. I don't really like soup. Soup is a big step.
We've gone for pho together.
I'd like that you pronounced it correctly, but that's what's making me laugh.
What have you done? What have you done together?
You made the effort to pronounce it
what's
correctly.
The,
what have you done together?
We've gone for pho together.
We've gone for pho. That's the correct pronunciation.
What's that stuff that you put in pho?
Which one? There's two sauces.
Not the spicy sauce.
I don't know the name of either. So.
You know what it is?
I don't know the name of.
I think one is like a tamarind.
I can ask my Vietnamese friend.
I think one is like
a
tamarind.
Do you want to answer now, or do you want to answer later?
No, I don't really care that much.
That's okay. Good. Where'd you go?
Someplace in Kensington Market.
Ooh, look at you all posh.
Posh, you're so fucking ghetto.
I know Kensington Market is a bit. Is a bit sketch.
Why were you at Kensington Market for fuck?
I know.
Oh, because of. Never mind. I figured it out. Connected the dots. You don't have to tell me. Don't tell me anything.
But I don't know any of the dots, so
it doesn't
I can't connect anything. Why were you there?
Only one person needs to connect the dots. Can you ever reuse a connected dots? No,
yeah.
You can't. I've already connected all
yeah.
the dots. It's over now.
No, somebody can...
The drawing is over. I used pen. Shut up.
Yeah, but I can... Nope. I photocopied the dots beforehand.
You didn't claim that before
yeah, I
used pen.
No, I did.
Too bad.
I did.
Have you ever tried to make your own connected dots?
No. Because I have more exciting copies.
Do you remember ever making like your own word search?
Oh, yes, that I do.
I've never done it now, but as a child I remember.
You've never done it now.
Yeah, like last week I didn't do it.
All I know is for three native English speakers.
We suck.
We suck. It's so terrible. So it's ridiculous.
I feel bad for people who actually have to learn the language and they're like, I gotta know these rules.
Oh yeah, that's like when they learn language and go, excuse me, do I need a parka for winter? Because they learn like some whatever English.
What the fuck is a parka?
A parka is like a windbreaker.
I know
but
it
that's
is.
What they—that's what they assume.
Go,
isn't
no.
a parka like a huge jacket?
Yeah, a parka is like a goose.
No.
Yeah.
A moose.
A what?
A moose knuckle.
I can never. I recently bought a winter jacket, and I spent a little bit of money. It was on sale. That's the only reason I bought it. But I never understood.
I like that you bought a jacket and also spent a little bit of money, as opposed to buying the jacket with like a wedge.
No, but what I mean is, it's not a brand name. It cost a bit of money, but it wasn't like $1,000 winter jacket.
Which they can be sometimes.
Which they can be. But do you, like, all I have to say is
I spent a lot of money on my jacket too, but it was also on sale.
No, but yours was a lot of money, but not like, it wasn't $1,000. I was with you, I think, actually.
No, you weren't.
Oh, would you get, was that the North Face one?
He bought a new jacket. He didn't tell you.
No,
your relationship
to the,
isn't as important as you thought it was.
Oh, maybe somebody was. Oh, it was Michael, editor Michael. That's what I went with.
Oh.
Yeah, but you didn't spend like $800.
No.
You didn't spend like $100.
That's how much it was.
No, but that's how much this one was also that
I got
bought.
On sale. Yeah.
How much did you just pay?
$400.
Okay, I paid a little bit
$450.
Less. Actually, I think I paid $169.
Really?
Yeah, but actually it wasn't at the Bay.
But actually I also sucked the guy off. It was really weird.
It was at the Bay on Boxing Day, eh? That's what I meant.
No, not mine. Mine was at Whole Renfrew last call. I got very
pardon me. I burped. That's all.
But what was I going to say?
Stuff,
is that... Huh?
You're good at that stuff.
I know. Sometimes I get lucky. But like you really have to search. But like, but I've never had in my whole
that
in my whole life.
Skinny?
Hang on, I've never had in my whole life.
I'm really upset that I said that.
I have never had in my whole life a proper winter jacket like that.
Yeah, me neither.
So when I saw the price and that they had my size and it fit well, I said okay. I'll go.
But it is it's a warm jacket. Like now,
it's
if
warm.
You wear a sweater,
it's
you're
warm.
Fucked.
It's warm, but is it $1,000 warm?
I mean,
know.
If I wrapped myself
no,
in
no, no, but what I'm saying is this. That jacket is extensively $1,000 jacket. You bought it for $400, but it's $1,000.
Yeah.
It's $800 plus. I'm just saying. Now, we live in the city. So mostly you're door to door, even if you're waiting at the bus for, because the problem with the winter jacket is it's nice when you're outside, but when you have to wear it for 2 seconds inside.
Yeah, you're fucked.
That's like when I go to Yorkdale or anywhere inside in the winter, I don't bring my jacket. Because what do you do with it after? You just you carry it around.
Can
you carry it
around
like
crazy?
No, I don't know.
Try to get all the bubbles out of the screen protector.
Fuck, just take it off, man. They don't even work.
The other day, I had a dream
that you were sipping whiskey neat.
No, fuck yourself. That
is that a song?
It is. That's why I said it's.
Why does it sound familiar? Is it a country song?
Yeah. That's how the rhythm goes. I don't know what the song is.
That's sorry. Is that how rhythm goes?
You sound like a fucking squealing seal.
Yeah, because Michael's been around them with his $400 jacket.
Mm-hmm. That's what he spent the money for.
Yeah. So, Michael, are you admitting on this podcast you're a seal killer?
No, he witnessed it. He's a witness to it.
So, but that makes you, but that's even worse that you're a bystander.
Bystander.
No, who said he's a bystander? What if he's a vigilante?
Another seal.
What if he's a seal?
That still makes you a bystander, though.
Hmm.
That's true.
What is worse, the bully or the bystander?
The teacher that didn't suspend the kid.
No, but let's say you're not in class.
But you're a bystander if you're a teacher who didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
God, you're a genius.
So really, what's worse, the bully or the bystander?
So you had a dream.
Yeah, I had a dream.
I had a dream.
That I was at the casino playing slots.
Okay.
And I won $2,000.
And then what did you do? Buy
one? So like, in your dream,
you're winning. $2,000.
$2,000 was the jackpot. No, but you know what? It was like
low-balling in this dream.
It was such like a realistic amount.
In my dream, Chris, I made out with a girl. Of any girl in the world.
You know what? In my dream, gas was a dollar.
Yeah. In my dream, I drove a Civic.
In my dream, I wore 3 different pairs of sweatpants in a week.
In my dream, I was on a
but it was such a realistic amount that I woke up thinking like,
holy shit, my dream.
I won $2,000 last night.
Have you had those dreams where you're not sure whether they're...
Yes, it was.
I think that he was literally, I think that he was with me making fun of you, and no, now I'm he's like, making, I'm on your side.
No, but hang on, I'm still making fun of him, but the fact that he thinks that going to slots and winning $2,000 is real enough for somebody who barely goes to a casino.
How do you know what he does?
Huh? Because I know he doesn't go to a casino.
No, because I was there like a month before. Maybe that's why I had a dream.
But how many times have you gone to a casino?
Like 6.
More than some people. Some people never
Chris
go.
Chris has been there once.
I've been there
twice.
But did you enjoy it? It took me, Chris it hated took me, it. It took no, me a while.
I enjoyed the casino. I hated the club.
Oh, see, there I would also have to reciprocate with Chris.
No, but the first time we went to the club, you're like, everybody's so miserable here.
No, that was the casino. That was the slots casino.
Yeah.
Because it was just slots. I don't like slots.
I'm a dull middleball here.
That's me when I'm upset about such a white hand. That's how I talk. Oh,
that's I'm sorry, a dull middleball. That's
I walked into a Popeye's, there was no chicken. I thought, there's no chicken here.
Are you a Chinese guy learning to speak English? No, is that what it is? But like, I drank so hard to speak perfect English. The thing is, the first couple times I went to the casino, I had to find what game I enjoyed.
Exactly.
And then once I found it, I enjoyed it more.
So what do you play?
I only play roulette now.
I play card
games. And sometimes blackjack if the table's empty. I can't play with people or that, because people get fucked with that game.
People get fucked.
Because here's the thing, you know what, no, because here's the difference between, this is the thing that roulette has over all other games in the casino. Is that when the table is full of people at roulette, 90% of the time, everybody playing is either winning or losing together. So what I mean by that is...
Everybody's either happy together or pissed as fuck.
Exactly. And because roulette, you're not taking money from your fellow gamer. Mm-hmm. You're taking money from the house.
But isn't that what you're doing
with blackjack? No. This is the issue with something else. So with the card games, if you're not playing alone, your card... Let's say the three of us are playing.
Yeah, if I hit...
Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah, so when I... Maybe it was my first second time I went to play blackjack, right? I hadn't played roulette because the table was too busy, I couldn't even get in.
Mm-hmm.
I played blackjack. Now, I was enjoying it and doing well. So what happens is that in the casino, this is how the card games tend to go. Is that they tend to go from very busy to the nobody being there after people start losing. Then when they're empty again and people start seeing that the table is hot, people join again. So it goes in that kind of wave, right?
Right.
So I didn't notice at the time. So I saw the empty table and, you know, I have a dislike for waiting, like in lines for stuff. I was just never that kind of person. So I sat down there and I started playing. And I was doing fairly well. Now all of a sudden, because I was doing well-ish, somebody came and sat on my right and then to the right of that person. So after a while, I had a 16 showing. Or 16 or 17. And I said hit. Right?
Anyone. You fuck!
And the guy beside me fucking lost his shit. Because, I don't know, whether I think either I was over or I came under, but I took his card, essentially.
Yeah, but it...
But what I'm saying is that, so, the card games, you affect the other guy, and you're also taking money from the other guy. Because you can play heads up with him. Like when you play poker at the casino, the house is not making any money. The house makes 2%.
Doesn't the dealer have to stay on 17 or something?
Yeah.
The dealer has his own thing, but it's not the dealer who I'm... The dealer is always first. Right? So what I'm saying is that is what turned me off about those games. But roulette, 90% of the time, you're playing
And dealer wins on a tie?
I don't remember. No, I think on a tie you go heads up.
No, you go again. So. It depends on what it is. Each table is different.
I know. It depends on the War table. Is also fun.
War is fun. But they had like Spanish blackjack. I don't even know.
Yeah, that I don't
know. Oh, and that you say...
Si.
I actually legitimately thought that it was just a Spanish table. And then there's an Asian lady. There's an Asian lady who was like dealing the cards. I was like, does she speak?
Well, shit, that's just you being racist. You should know, it's 2017.
Yeah, well, she could very well speak Spanish, but then there was an older lady.
How do you know if
she
could speak Spanish very well?
There was an older lady at the table who ordered fucking hot milk.
See, that's the other thing I like about the casino is you can book up with fucking drinks.
You can play Spanish blackjack and drink hot milk.
Can I have a hot milk? I was like, this bitch wants some cookies.
I know, eh? But do you know what? Here's the thing. When you're out like that and you know that your order is weird, but you know that's what you really want, and then when you get here, you're like, oh fuck, I'm so glad. It was worth the looks.
It was. It always is.
Oh.
It always is.
See, that's the problem with those kind of games at the casino. But roulette I kind of like, but the roulette is dangerous because you can lose a lot quicker than in other games.
Yeah, so but the best bet is to go into your dream and win a realistic amount of money, such as $2,000.
And then wake up and realize,
fuck. You didn't win $2,000. See, at least if you have an unrealistic dream, you go, that's just too crazy to happen.
But, yeah. Like, you know those borderline ones where you're like, holy fuck.
Oh, where you're on the border.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the line.
Those are my favorite kind of dreams.
Yeah.
The other day, I was on the border of Uzbekistan.
Right on the borderline is where I'm gonna win.
Tomorrow.
That's not the song. There you go.
Tomorrow.
Oh, that reminds me. What the fuck is Jimmy Fox doing with that Shazam show?
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram and I was like, what is this show?
How does it work? What is that?
You guys know that there's a Candy Crush show with Mario Lopez?
Mario Lopez.
God, summer shows every day.
Yeah.
We were at, okay,
What is it?
Let me run it down for you.
Oh, is this the one with the balls?
It has everything. So it's basically, you play.
It has the colored balls and then you don't know if you have a partner?
Oh, I don't know about. We didn't see a whole thing. So
that's called match game.
I was at my friend's house, my Filipino friend's house. It's very crucial.
You know what? When I go to your house,
it is because listen, hold on. What do all fucking Filipino moms do? They all play fucking Candy Crush. This is a fact of life. You think I'm lying? Find a Filipino mom. Ask her to look at her phone, and you will find Candy Crush.
Ask her to look at her phone.
No, ask her if you can look at her phone. Is what I wanted.
You know what's funny, Chris? When I go to my Filipino friend's house,
right?
You're also there.
I'm his Filipino friend, I think is what he's saying.
Go ahead.
But anyways, I was at my Filipino friend's house, and we were eating some
yum yums.
I was
how do you say it?
Noms.
Some nom noms.
I say grub sometimes. Do you ever call food grub?
Only Chris when I'm watching. Only when I'm watching Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon, yeah.
I love Timon
and Pumbaa.
I love saying grub. Grub is such a great word.
Who says that? Your brother?
No.
Chris.
Oh, your brother Snapchat. What's been going on with him? It's been a little bit lacking there.
Yeah, is he okay?
Lacking in the fucking weirdo department.
Yeah, he doesn't snap as much. Is he alright?
Yeah. No more like weird like fire engines or shit burning.
Anyways.
We talked about the last podcast, but I want to fucking set up a pile of shit on fire and leave it on somebody's porch.
Let's do it.
Alright, I'll do it to your house.
He's going to be so upset when you do it.
Do you know what? You know what I think that won't matter? It'll matter because I gotta clean up shit, but I think it's very hard to get shit to burn.
That's what you put it in the bag.
No, but the bag burns. But the bag burns in 10 seconds.
Yes, that's
so
the point.
So you have 10 seconds.
That's all? Well, so what's the point of lighting the bag on fire?
Because then you have a piece of shit on your lawn that's not even, not only is it a piece of shit, but it's a hot piece of shit.
Yeah, but the safety issue, just put the shit on the...
The hot shit.
I was about to say put the shit on the desk.
That's some hot shit, fam!
You know what's going to be hard about that is collecting your own shit.
Shit directly in the bag.
Well, whose other shit are you
getting? Your dog shit?
No, dog shit. You know how much I think you'd get a good bag of dog shit?
Have you seen his dog shit?
No, but it's still not enough, though.
Yes. This guy's never seen. I'm gonna throw a piece of dog shovel shit. His dog shit in the backyard.
That's because they're not one with nature. For me, I'm going. I'm going
massive. You need a shovel.
For me, I'm going nuts deep.
You can't use a scoop. You need a shovel. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh yeah,
a scoop and a shovel are the same.
A scoop is a small. Exactly.
Just size. But would you call that a scoop handle?
What the fuck is that?
It's a scoop handle.
Call it an ancient dildo.
It's what a scoop handle. No, ancient dildos are cucumbers.
Cucumba. I was at my Filipino friend's house.
Me too.
We were having some grub.
What were you having?
We were having rice and short ribs.
Fucking guys. Why don't I get to try this food?
because you're not Filipino.
Yeah, but I'm, but you're not Italian. You're not German. You have a fucking hot dog.
Are your hot dogs German?
The wieners.
I don't think hot dogs are German.
The bratwurst. They're called bratwurst.
Oh, but that's breakfast.
Would you like esteemed bratwurst?
I would like breakfast.
Yes, but I asked you, would you like... But before breakfast, would you like a breakfast?
I was at my Filipino friend's house watching some... No, eating grub.
Was it not talking like this? Can we please talk like this for the rest of it?
I've already poisoned you.
That's his favorite thing to say in that accent. So yeah.
I've already fucked you.
So, on the television...
Yes.
Because you are a man, it's very hard to fuck you anywhere else.
Seven. I'll say it's at least a seven. At most it's a ten. It's the highest point on the scale.
See, even when I make myself laugh, it's very fulfilling.
I never laugh my own jokes. Never.
No, I never laugh at my own jokes.
Never. This is the day of my daughter's wedding. I never would laugh at my own jokes.
Am I Jewish? What the fuck is that?
Jewish.
That's the one I was going for.
What was that? What were you going for?
Jewish. I'm glad you caught on. I was at my Filipino friend's house.
No, we can't
having
do
some grub.
No, we can't do the German accents.
After his mother was watching television.
Yep.
And I said, "Tita, what are you watching?" And she said, "Candy Crush." And I said, because on the screen it was just Candy Crush. I said, "No, Tita, what's the show called?"
No, see, now we're going to accents. I'm going to start
crying. And she said, "Candy Crush." And then, then my friend went, "No, Mom, what's the show?" Anak, it's Candy Crush, look! So then she pressed the info button, and it just says Candy Crush. We're like, oh my god, it's actually a show called Candy
And then
Crush.
You saw George Lopez.
No, Mario Lopez,
oh,
not
Mario
George
Lopez.
Lopez.
Sorry. George Lopez.
George Lopez is the comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Mario Lopez, I believe, was on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, apparently, I didn't know this, but George Lopez was very, 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 very...
close to Prince.
Mexican.
Prince.
Oh.
Said that last podcast.
Did I tell you that last time? You guys know that after this stops recording, I remember nothing. Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, and so yeah, so Mario Lopez, no relation to, actually I don't know, is there a relation to George Lopez?
Maybe, somewhere down the line.
They have the same last name, is the correct answer.
They are ancient brothers from the old times.
So Mario Lopez is hosting
breakfast
this, this game of Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And it's just Candy Crush, but like with obstacles. So like, for the first thing, like...
But is it on a digital screen, or is
it... Yeah, there's like a giant... They have like massive touch screens.
What the fuck?
You know how like a fucking... Okay, imagine you're at McDonald's ordering at the kiosk. That's what they're playing Candy Crush on.
I can't do that. I feel...
Obstacles?
Okay, so we didn't see the whole show.
What the fuck? That's not even right.
Were you at the science center touching the magic ball that makes your hair...
But Michael, why though? Do you know what this is? Do you know what this hair says? I already have my girlfriend. This says, I no longer need to be at my 100% best all the time.
Yeah, he's at 85, I'd say. Actually, this is about a...
If you were lucky, I would do a demonstration on the power of this electronic magnet.
That's what he did before he arrived here. He's going to take a look.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
If you will notice, it will make my hair stand on end, and I will have to wear a baseball cap to keep it all in.
Yeah, I wear a hat.
So you know what? You go from weirdo to douchebag.
Look how quick that transition was.
I know,
he's a completely different person now.
I know.
Right now, he's the guy who would take your lunch money.
Yeah.
Please remove the hat.
Really? You think you would, though?
Please remove the hat. And now, he got his lunch money
taken. So I'm taking money for myself.
Exactly.
The experiment...
Take it out of the left pocket, put it in the right.
The experiment went very wrong.
He's having a blast today.
He's having too much fun with this fucking accent.
I am, you know why? Because in my normal life now, I have to be serious all the time, so I don't get to have the release like I used to have.
Well, well, sometimes you gotta do some self-care.
Yeah.
You should.
Palmella. Palmella
so,
Anderson.
Let me Mario take Lopez. It to a few met regions of my body.
What the fuck is this? Summer 2017. Is that a catalog? It's a food drink. Is this for Michael?
Yeah, no, I took that from the LCBO.
Because he cooks with his girlfriend?
You take that to the LCBO to just throw it in the garbage?
No, I forgot where it was.
Is this a pile of garbage, by the way?
No, there's my shirt in there.
Oh, that automatically makes it not a pile of garbage.
Sorry, go ahead.
So yeah, Mario Lopez is hosting this game of Candy Crush. So, for this specific game, because they do different versions of Candy Crush, which are all... Never mind, I'll explain it. They had the McDonald's kiosks, I'm gonna call them.
Okay.
And there were two side by side.
Yeah.
And they had to get to it. So basically the game wasn't playing Candy Crush. The game was getting through this obstacle. You know, like there's a bunch of like different wires like going back and forth and you just have to like climb through.
Like a laser thing?
Kind of like a laser thing, but you just go through it. Like you don't have to dodge it, you can just like fight through it.
Okay.
It was like a jungle gym kind of thing.
Oh, I missed Microchip.
That's where... Sorry, is this important? It's not important at all.
Did you get your text message?
I didn't know what was happening. So yeah, so they would have to make it through this obstacle course of wires.
Yeah.
And then, make one move on Candy Crush. Oh, and some of these people were so bad, my friend's mom was just like, yellow! Yellow! Hoi! Yellow! Yellow! She kept yelling because she was getting really upset because you just swipe it. And this one lady just like... She's just like slamming her fucking hands. As many limbs as possible. And and we're like, wow, this is actually a thing that people find difficult. That's and funny. It is a challenge.
But my question is this.
Sorry, hold on. So then for the final game, they stepped it up. Ooh. And now they have this giant screen. Giant screen. Huge. Okay. At least big.
Use another superlative to describe the...
At least
large.
Okay. At least big.
Not enormous.
At least big.
But it was big enough, so then for this game,
yeah.
They had a ladder you find at a library when there's a big massive bookshelf.
Oh, I bought one of those.
And the one person was on the ladder, and another person was at the bottom, and they would have to, it was a cooperative game of Candy Crush. They had to move them around.
So kind of like the wheelbarrow. The
top person was swiping, and the other person was moving them around. Then for the next one after that, they took away the ladder, and they had to pull a rope. And pull them up, and so then they were like, I pulled the rope, and then they go back.
Sorry, say that again?
I pulled the rope.
Okay. And then what's that? What actor is that again?
I don't know. So that's how they turned Candy Crush into a game show on television. Uh-huh. And my friend's mom...
Well, the people who made Candy Crush are probably
they're
laughing.
They're making cake.
So my question is this, though. How were the short ribs?
They're pretty good. They make good-ass fucking short ribs, man. I love when they make fucking short ribs.
Why don't you buy some to us?
Because we ate them all.
What short ribs?
You know what we also need to do? We need to go to a Korean, all-you-can-eat Korean grill.
Oh, man, they have the nice little ribs there.
They do have the galbi.
The galbi, yeah. And they have it at 168.2, which is pretty good.
Yeah, 168, can we go? It's been a long time. I was hoping to go before this, actually, but nobody was free.
Nobody.
Because I have not had sashimi in a while. And I know Chris wants that ridiculous egg sushi he gets.
I accidentally put a Z, and I'm not even going to correct it.
I know what they are, Chris.
Oh, why the fuck did you ask what a short rib is?
Called galbi.
Yeah, but why did that come up in the conversation?
Because we had short ribs. That's what we were eating.
And I would like to try some. Like,
we were eating this Filipino style.
Those are really good.
Fuck. You guys want to go to Korean Grill next week?
What time is it? The late night?
I have a good one. I think it's
after 10, because I do it a lot now.
You?
Yeah, with my friends. With my friends that I run ball with.
Why don't you buy us, man?
Because you guys are my friends that I run ball with.
No, but I think the late night special doesn't have the ribs.
No, they don't. It doesn't matter. We don't get.
No, I know, but
I've been.
I think it was like 2 months ago for the late night special. It was just like rice and chicken.
Yeah,
and
no, the one I went to.
Where'd you go?
Chaco.
Oh, I go there too. The one on Richmond Hill.
Yeah, actually, that's where it was.
You know what? I go there or one close to there called Korean Grill House.
Yes, or that. But this time we went to
Chaco. Korean Grill House. It doesn't matter.
Chaco has ice cream. Shut the fuck up. Anything else?
I went to Korean Grill House in Scarborough and they didn't have it.
No.
They don't have the ribs.
No, if you go to the late night special, they don't give you the ribs.
They only get the beef, the chicken...
And then there's a fish. There's a fish.
But for me, I just do the... Can we go next? Fuck, I'm
the beef is really good. The chicken was a mistake.
Chicken takes too long to cook.
Yeah.
No, but for me, you don't go there for chicken. For me, you go there for the beef and the kimchi.
I don't really like kimchi, though.
Kimchi. No, you gotta have the kimchi with the meat.
Bean sprouts is my dude.
Bean sprouts are 50-50, yeah.
Bean sprouts are my...
Tofu, I'm also
100-0.
I don't like tofu.
I'm not a fan of tofu. 100-0. One of my friends...
Is it 100-0? You mean 1,000 or 100.0?
No, because you said 50-50.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you the number 100-0. Oh. As in 100% yes, 0% no.
Is it possible to be 0% anything, though?
Yes.
Is it possible to be 100% anything?
Yes. Yeah, think about it.
I'm 100% for bean sprouts. I just explained it to you.
No. Are you 100% for bean sprouts if they're also morph into
what
killer bean sprouts?
They're not bean sprouts.
No, but if they morph into killer bean sprouts.
Bean sprouts.
To kill them. Are you still 100% for bean?
If it means that at one point I will be able to eat these bean sprouts,
so
they will still taste like bean sprouts.
100% for bean sprout. Right. What if you only have 3 bean sprouts? Are you 75%?
So yeah, but you need to start off your example with having 4 bean sprouts. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
That's the joke. Thank you. It's a fucking. Oh my gosh! I appreciate it.
I'm 100% 4 bean sprouts.
Oh, 4. I get it.
Shove
fucking
it in
terrible.
Your fucking ass.
Oh, believe me, I have.
Shove it in your fucking ass.
It's actually why my ass is so big.
What were
does
you
that make shitting
about?
Easier or harder?
Oh, fuck
what were you talking about before we?
That's probably why
candy
you
crush.
Shit your pants.
What's it?
I don't remember.
Mario Lopez, Candy Crush.
I bought a kayak.
Oh, Shazam.
Did buy a kayak. He bought a kayak.
Why?
Sometimes you need a kayak.
When you say sometimes, you mean like once in a lifetime.
No, I'm hoping to use it at least 6 times a summer.
This summer already? Summer's almost
a
done.
Summer. We didn't say this
oh,
one.
Oh, a summer. Yeah, I can go out 6 times a summer probably.
Mm.
By himself.
In my kayak.
Him and his yak. Did you name your yak?
Don't yak in your yak.
I hope I don't tip it over.
But what happens if you do?
Then you call the turtle. Turtles are experts at
me. I like turtles.
I don't think there are many. I don't think there are turtles large enough in Canada to help you, though.
Yeah, there are.
There's no counter argument. Just yes, there are. There are turtles large enough.
Yeah, there are.
Funny.
You know what I really want to do? Fish in a bayou. Do you know what a bayou is?
What the fuck has this become? Ow, man!
Michael's demonstration of how many words he knows.
A bayou.
Today's word is bayou.
What are you gonna buy me?
An alligator.
Oh, fuck, I love me an alligator.
Have you ever had
an dinner
alligator
and
soup?
Some shoes.
Have you ever had alligator soup?
Isn't that a book? A children's book?
Alligator
soup? That's chicken soup.
No.
For the soul.
That's for the soul.
For the preteen soul.
Children's book. For the preteen. I like that there are all those designated.
Yeah. Chicken soup for... I've never even read one. What are they
or
about?
Was it a,
they're really
it's a
good
poem. That's what it is.
What are they about, though?
Alligator soup.
Oh, I think something. Alligator soup.
What are alligator
tears?
Oh, I lied.
It's alligator pie.
Alligator
tears
are like fake tears.
Alligator.
Why do they call it alligator tears?
Because alligators don't cry. They're raw as fuck.
Anyway.
They don't have tear ducts?
No, because they're raw as fuck. They don't cry.
I thought ducks clean
you can
their...
take their mama away and they go...
But they have ducks to clean their teeth, though.
Yes, but not their
they
eyes.
They have what?
Ducks.
Do you mean ducks?
They,
like
they
the
have
quack,
teeth
quack
ducks, not tear ducts.
Teeth ducks, yeah.
I see.
Not tear ducks.
But anyway, boys, shall we?
No. I want to keep going.
Hey.
Thanks, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen? Home improvement. It's only fucking Chef Morimoto.
Morimoto. I am Chef Morimoto, thank you. I teach chop celery.
You teach chop celery.
But this is what I remember when I was watching Iron Chef once years ago.
Chop celery.
All I remember him saying was, chop celery.
Do you know what I like about Iron Chef? That guy who would shout the ingredients.
He's not there.
Oh, he's not there.
That I don't care
his
about.
His nephew.
That I don't care about anything anymore.
The new guy.
The new guy is
but I miss
fucking...
The new guy is
there's a
white guy. What's
there's
his
a
name?
Compilation
yeah.
video.
I think he's Native American,
I'm just
going
to look it up. I don't care anymore.
The old guy at the beginning. Oh, I love that. That was amazing.
The new guy is the guy from Cutthroat Kitchen, right?
No, he's a host on it. That's Alton Brown.
Alton Brown, yeah. This is the new guy. He's the new chairman.
Is he?
He's like fucking Shang Tsung.
No, but this guy here, wait.
Yeah, this guy is perfect.
No, not this guy, though.
Yes,
no,
guy.
The old guy.
I don't care about the other guy.
This was the guy. This is the chairman.
No, this is the chairman of the new one. You ever watch the original?
I don't care about the original. I care about
no,
this guy.
Have you ever watched the original?
I care about this guy.
No,
I don't care about this program.
No, but when you watch the
original,
give me this.
This guy.
Give me this.
This guy?
Give me this.
I care about this guy.
I don't care about him.
Actor.
Yeah, he is an actor. What I'm saying is the original guy who he's copying is amazing.
But I care about this
no,
guy.
No, but have you ever watched the original though?
Have you heard me say anything but, hello, how do you do?
Oh, look at Marco.
Hello, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Good. Good.
We're watching Iron Chef. Let me show you the other one.
No, I don't care about
Let me show you the other one.
Your brother has something to say.
Where's the marshmallows?
I have no fucking clue.
If there's a pause, he's like, this is
you know very well I don't eat marshmallows.
Do you guys want to come inside? Why are they hanging out?
Because we're fine.
This is what we do.
With literal garbage.
Yes, with literal garbage.
It's not
we are project. The filth of the earth.
I told them that was
nice
my shirt.
It's
good
to see
you too.
Okay, I don't even eat marshmallows. He knows I don't eat marshmallows.
You need a timestamp.
I know. What time? Send me a text.
I don't know. I don't have the time.
Send me a text. 1:17. 1:18.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You're not...
Because nothing happens.
Yeah? Yeah, you're right. That's true, too.
Yeah, why could nothing happen? I only have one source of income.
I have...
What? That's not what I meant, but that's fine.
Anyway,
oh,
back
what
to
what
I was
doing.
Born a ball.
Born a ball!
I only care about this guy.
Okay,
I don't care about...
Okay, I understand
wait,
that.
Wait, there's one thing he says. Where's... Nope. Not there yet. So we're still on fish. Did I miss it? That was really good. No, not this one. Nope. Nope. We're just gonna wait it out here.
Yeah.
He has machetes in that one. That's the one. Thank you. I'm done here.
No, but hang on. Can you just can you just watch the old guy? But do you know? But do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Can you just bring him up? Just bring him up.
That is literally.
I understand though, but this is who he's copying is the other guy. That's why I want you to see the other guy.
Is it this guy?
Let me see. Yes. Watch the whole thing. Watch the whole thing.
Ooh, this Japanese. Yeah.
I told you.
I'm watching a Japanese anime.
See? They're talking. This is amazing.
Right?
So he's the chairman. Look, watch. No, he's the... This one you have to watch only because this guy's like...
I don't understand.
The new guy is the guy who he's... See?
He's 150 plus. I hope you threw that back right in the fucking pile after you took a fat acid bite.
Carp is koi?
Oh, yes.
That's what he said.
But look at the, you have to show the intro when he, every show he does like this big long speech where he walks through like 100 chefs.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We watch it. Can you find it?
I'm not gonna find it.
Come on. You're on my wifey.
There's a Rick and Morty thing.
You're on my wifey.
Rick and Morty is coming back and that makes me happy.
I wanna watch it. I've never watched it.
Well, you also need to watch the fucking Chappelle show so I can get my DVDs back.
Oh my god.
Can we talk about that Michael Phelps race the shark? We didn't talk about that.
Oh, What happened?
I don't know.
I saw the first 15 minutes.
Hold on.
And he lost to a reef shark, but he beat... No. He beat a reef shark, but he lost to a hammerhead shark.
Did they ever do the great white?
Yeah, at the end of the episode. But that's with modifications to his swimming suit.
So what, they added a jetpack?
No. So they added... In the race that I saw, he beat him by like 0.2 seconds, the reef shark. The hammerhead shark beat him by like 4 seconds. But he added a huge-ass flipper to his legs.
Now,
that gave him more...
More push.
Mm-hmm.
Propulsion. Did they race side by side in lanes like an Olympic swimming pool? Please say yes. And the only thing separating them was a rope? Please say yes.
So no. They made it look like that, but there were animated sharks on the two sides. So what they did was they timed the sharks. And then they...
So yeah, he raced an animated shark.
No, it was basically a Mario Kart ghost.
You just said there were two animated sharks.
It was a Mario Kart... You know in Mario Kart when you save your time and then you race the ghost? That's what he did, right?
Yeah, so they saved the time.
I missed that game.
That's not fun. That's not as fun
He's
as
not
I
not going to race. How do you get a shark to go straight?
Very simple.
You put walls beside the shark and let it freak the fuck out until it figures out what to do.
But it wasn't that fast. It was like 15 kilometers.
Yeah, not that fast at all.
No, it's not that fast.
Not that fast at all.
No, not that fast at all.
I run that regularly.
For something without an engine.
15 kilometers? It's not that fast.
15 kilometers per what?
Per hour.
See. But what if it's 15 kilometers per hour, though? I mean, what if it was that fast?
What?
Yeah. I don't know what his question is.
Exactly.
See, now I'm sad. I wanted him... I understand the logistics of it are mind-numbingly terrible to work out. But I wanted there to be a shark...
that's not that bad.
A shark by the wall...
It's not a fucking nuclear reactor.
Hanging out, even though sharks...
Oh, can you send me a text, please? Can you send me a text?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Shark hanging out in one spot. And then Michael Phelps in the other lane.
Where are the
And then a guy goes boom with a gun, and the shark knows that means go.
Sorry, when he goes boom,
that's
when
what
he
I
says
wanted.
Boom?
No, he goes boom with the gun.
Oh, the gun
the
goes.
The gun
boom.
Goes boom, and he's the one who instigated it.
Yeah,
that's what
Derek
I wanted.
Derrick Rose signed a contract.
Derrick Rose signed with the Cavs. Yes, and Kyrie Irving is going to be traded from the Cavs.
Anyway, guys,
the world is nuts and makes no sense. Michael Shark is racing Phelps. I'm sticking with that. Michael Shark is racing Phelps. Kyrie Irving wants to leave the Cavs because he wants his own team.
Yeah.
Kobe beef is a thing. And ball, sorry, what is this one
His
called?
His life.
Ball, no, born to ball.
I was born to ball.
That's not going to be on that team.
No, it won't be.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, guys, shall we call it? And in 2 weeks, we'll watch Born to Bo. You have a VHS player,
of course. Chris? I have a VHS player. It's in my room.
Can we also make one caveat?
What?
Did your mother want to watch this video?
No, she's gonna be like, "This is dumb."
Every time I go over to that house, it makes me laugh.
She won't want to be part of it.
Anyway, guys, any final words?
Michael Shark was a sham. Mm-hmm. I wanted the Shark and the Phelps to race side by side.
Shark Week continues, though. So
Shark Week does continue. I'm glad that Shark Week continues.
And be careful of your bratwurst.
I've already poisoned you.
He's already poisoned the bratwurst.
Did you like the bratwurst?
No, I didn't.
Good.
I had to be completely honest.
Because it was meant to kill you.
It was always poisoned.
Well, you know. Okay.
I've poisoned you with love and a good recipe. You will die now. Anyway, boys, for me, for Michael, and from Chris.
Ciao, ragazzi.
Ciao tutti, ora bella scaducci per tutta la monde.
Okay, we'll end on that racism.